Today's readings invite us into holy rest. From Genesis, on the sixth day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it, God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. From Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. And from Mark 6, the apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. I'll add a word of welcome for those gathered here and those joining us online, whether it's this morning or later in the week. We are glad and give thanks that we are all here for this time of worship, especially those of you here on this holiday weekend. Well done. How many of you have something like this that you keep? Cords and chargers and all of these things in there. This is what I have, and there are many options. I have multiple chargers, multiple cords, because you never know which one you're going to quite need. And I carry this in my backpack every day, and I kind of get a little obsessive before a big trip if I'm flying somewhere, and I check it multiple times to make sure I have each of the right kind that I will possibly need. I would not want to find myself somewhere and not be able to charge my phone. I spend a lot of time making sure the batteries on my devices stay charged, and if they're running low, I have what I need. Most of us know what it's like to see our phone at 5% and panic and run to find a charger. Am I right? We panic when our devices run out of battery. But we ignore the signals with our own minds, bodies, and spirits, our own batteries. If only there was a cord for that too. Maybe someday. Not. Today we're exploring holy rest, finding renewal in a weary world. There are some threshold moments this weekend, points of transition or change. First, it is the first Sunday for Pastor Taylor to be out on her renewal leave. Her leave began this past Monday, and we have not heard a peep from her since, which is as it's supposed to be. And then she will return to the office on August 11th. The United Methodist Book of Discipline encourages clergy to take renewal leave after 6 years of full-time continuous ministry. She's been doing it a lot longer than that. So we give thanks that she is taking this time that is inspired by the scripture we heard from Mark, where after returning from their missionary journey, Jesus invited the disciples to come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while. I invite you to be holding Pastor Taylor in your prayers that this is a time of rest. Renewal leave is not to be empty or unstructured or task-oriented, but rather it is intended to be an intentional time of purposeful activity and rest that promotes refreshment and renewal. It's an opportunity for reconnection, for deeper connection with her family, with herself, with God, without the distractions and busyness of regular life and work. While she's away, we are looking forward to an exciting lineup of preachers this summer. So, hope to see you. It's going to be fun. Memorial Day weekend is a time of cultural and emotional thresholds. Unofficially, it marks the beginning of the summer season. Some are celebrating graduations this weekend. Many are enjoying cookouts. We're heading to Rudy's for barbecue after church, and some are traveling. And Memorial Day weekend is a time of remembrance as we honor those who have died while serving in the U.S. military. It's also a time, a season right now of transitions. Family schedules and rhythms will change once school is out. Lots of people will be traveling. Traffic patterns will change. I always look forward to the summer lighter traffic. And I'm afraid spring is over. It is already getting really hot. I also want to name that it is a time when many of you, many of us, are really tired. Teachers, you are finalizing grades and will be packing up classrooms soon. I remember my years as a first grade teacher, what the end of school was like. I could keep going on all of the things. I remember heading into summer exhausted, needing the time to just take some deep breaths before diving back underwater for the new year. Principals and school staff, you are managing really long campus checklists for the end of the year and already starting to plan and prepare for the next one. Students, you have been busy with finals, with celebrations, making your own summer plans. Parents, you've been attending graduations and performances and celebrations, while also working, managing your own life, and making the summer plans for the family for the days ahead. Next door, this year's legislative session across the street is drawing to a close. Some of you have been involved, are involved in that work. Many of you have been and continue to advocate for some bills that will help people. And some of you have been speaking up against harmful legislation. It's been a lot. It's a time of heaviness in the world around us, and we're tired. Not just, I need a nap, can I borrow your pillow, Laura? Tired. But soul tired. We are living in a time in the world that is heavy with harm. Injustice, war, climate crisis, attacks on LGBTQ plus lives, political division, rising fear. And for many of us, on top of the world's hurt is the pain in our own lives, the pain of loss, mental health struggles, caregiving, burnout, loneliness. It is a weary world. So hear this clearly from the gospel, from the very heart of Jesus. Rest is not selfish. Rest is renewal. Rest is sacred. What does rest look like right now in our hearts, in our homes, in our hurting world? Rest is woven into creation. God worked for 6 days and said it was good. God rested on the seventh and called it holy. God rests not because God is tired, but to model a rhythm for creation. When we rest, we remember the creation story. We remember God. We create that space for God. Rest is blessed, holy, and part of what makes life whole. We rest not to escape creation, but to honor it. Rest restores our souls. I love being near or on the water. My dream is to have a cabin near a river. Maybe someday, Jeff. My husband and I enjoy camping, and one of my favorite campsites is in Colorado. There's a small creek that runs right before the site, behind the site, close enough to hear the water throughout the day and night. We'd sit at the water's edge each morning, drinking our coffee and just soaking up the sights and sounds. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. God leads us into rest, not as a luxury, but as a necessity. Rest is spiritual care in times of fear, grief, burnout, or resistance. Rest is how we are shepherded through. Jesus invites us to step away. In Mark 6, the disciples come back and find Jesus and tell him they've been doing good and holy work, healing, teaching, showing compassion. They are full and they are tired. And Jesus does not say, "Great, there's more to do. Hurry back." He says, "Come away and rest a while." Even Jesus, healer, prophet, savior, stepped away from the crowds. The work of compassion is sustained by the practice of rest. Jesus doesn't just care about what or how much you do. He cares about the heart and soul you do it with. He invites the disciples to rest, not after they're done, but in the middle of the need. The work isn't finished. Is the work ever finished? The work isn't finished. The people are still waiting. But Jesus models a rhythm and says, "You are not a machine. You are God's beloved, and you need rest." Earlier this week, I was visiting with someone about this message and what I was thinking about and wrestling with, and they shared a story how they've been encouraging their spouse to take a rest during the day, to take a walk, to just disconnect, 5-10 minutes, go for a walk. Very busy days at work. But they were resistant because if they took that time, it meant they would leave later and would get home later. But they ended up with a conversation and a realization that that is short-term thinking, and I really needed to hear this. Because they pointed out that in the long run, by not taking a few short breaks, those few minutes saved to get home a little sooner won't matter, because she won't be working at all because she's burned herself out. I needed to hear that story. We live in a culture of urgency, of burnout and hustle. One study shares that 30% of American workers experience burnout very often or all the time. And it's higher in some professions. For teaching, it's at 52%. And in this context of a faith community with core values of justice and constructive disruption and the times we're living in, I know that for those doing justice work, rest can feel like failure or privilege. In the book, A Burst of Light and Other Essays, author and activist Audre Lorde writes, "Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation, and that is an act of political warfare." If we do not rest, if we do not pause to grieve, to breathe, to reconnect with God, we risk doing the right work, but from a place of exhaustion instead of love. and justice without love is just noise. Rest is resistance in a world that devalues human limits. It is spiritual protest against systems that say we're only worth what we produce. To rest is to say, I am beloved, not because of what I do, but because of who I am in God. As summer begins, what would it look like for you to schedule soul rest, not just travel? Rebuild rhythms of Sabbath and silence. Care for our bodies and spirits so that we can keep loving well. Here are some reminders, things to hold on to as you move into the summer. And practice this with me. You are not called to carry it all. You are not alone. You are not the Savior. Jesus is. And Jesus took naps, withdrew to pray, and said, "Not now," to the crowd. And this is good news. You are allowed to rest. You are invited to be renewed, and God is with you in the stillness. Amen.